I often think that when you, it's theoretical, it's one thing to understand and know that God actually is omniscient and omnipresent. But when Malachi wrote these words down, he said, those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honoured his name. One of the concepts that I bumped into as I've been reading Revelation, you might get to hear a little bit more about that later in the year, is the fact that there are books in heaven. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. And if your name is written in it, it's never erased. God does see, God does know, and he is a God of absolute meticulous metadata. In the sense that he knows when you got up, he knows when you went to bed, he knows the stuff that's worrying you at the moment. He understands completely what happened this week. He knows what will happen next week and every other week that there ever will be. He's a God of who understands how many hairs are on our head. He created you in his image. He understood the time that you would be born. He understands the time that you will die. If that's before Jesus comes back again or if it isn't. God is a God of absolute meticulous metadata, and that's the God that we seek to worship this morning. So just lovely to hear so much chat, so much discussion, so much sharing of all that's been going on in our lives. As a church family, you know, this is our primary function or way of trying to communicate as well as we can. If you don't get that on email, please see myself or Turia or Joe or somebody else like that and get your name on that so that we can communicate well with you or as best we can. If you need a hard copy, there's often hard copies in the foyer. Just looking at some family news of things that are coming up. Boys and girls rally happening this week starting. Cool, that's great. We've got the business committee meeting tonight, is that real? Excellent. Got playgroup happening this week, as well as lunchtime fellowship. There's home group at the Windows next week, and Zoom prayer as well. There's the Invercargill Bible School coming up in a couple of weeks' time, that's happening here. There's plenty of other news and bits and pieces of things that are going on in our church family, and there's plenty going on. So it's delightful to see some folks that we haven't seen for a while here this morning. So thank you for taking the time to be with us. Can we play the video now, guys? Is that all right? We've got an intergenerational video now about prayer. And this is going to be something we're going to talk about a little bit later on. Thanks.
What is prayer? Stale tradition? Ritual? A good luck charm? Part of some religious checklist? Done to appease a higher being so we can get what we want? Or at least avoid the lightning bolt? Prayer has been redefined and twisted and confused. But at its essence, prayer is simply talking to God. The God who spoke the universe into creation, who gives us life and breath, who holds all things together. This God wants us to talk to him. In the vastness of all that exists, he actually cares about us, personally, individually. How can we not pray to such a loving God, wherever we are? How can we not thank him for what he's done? Or cry out when we need help, when we need forgiveness, when we're afraid, when we give thanks for our blessing or question where our next meal will come from? Why would we live a life apart from him? It's not about formula. How could any posture or well-chosen word impress the author of time and space? It's simple obedience. God has made himself available to us. He wants to hear from us. He wants us to trust in him, to acknowledge our dependence on him, to draw near to the one who loved us first. Approaching with confidence, because Christ has torn away the veil. He's washed away the sin that kept us from his presence. And we live in relationship with our Lord. And so we ask that his kingdom come, his will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. That is prayer.
Thanks, Neville, for sharing the intergenerational video. And prayer is one of those things where we can't do anything without God. But in our own natural state, we want to do things without God. And sometimes it's a bit of a battle, but God is always there. And I love those little, journey lines where God and us are together, but slightly separate apart. And then when we dive down into that dark abyss, sometimes it's a lonely place. But praise God, he came and he rescued us. And I love how God came down to where we are and then drew us back up to a place of life. And I know we can all testify to God working our lives in some place where it was quite dark, but he has brought us into light and eternal life. So appreciate that video.
Right. Now, what's going to happen for you folks is the pre-warmer up to what we're going to do now was just before when you were talking to each other. What I'd like you to do is try and get together in sort of like groups. Sort of like groups, maybe 10, maybe around 10-ish, something like that. If you can sort yourselves into groups of something like 10, you might have to shift seats or move around a little bit and things like that. I'm going to give you some discussion questions, because as a church family, what we're going to be doing over the next perhaps 6 weeks is we're looking at the subject of prayer. It's not going to happen continually in a nice even line, because that's not life. We've got stuff happening at different times. Bernie's coming in talking about Mother's Day on Mother's Day. We've got Bible school, which is a whole different subject when that weekend's on. But over the next 6 weeks, we are going to spend more time in prayer. So this morning, what we're wanting to do is just share stories on prayer. So what I've done is just noted some questions down on my page here. I'm going to give it to you as a group, and then it's up to you guys as adults to sit and talk to each other about the questions as much as you want to. After you've done that for about, when the big hand's on about the three, or there or thereabouts, when the big hand's on the three, you can stop. And if you want to pray together as a group, you're most welcome. And then you're welcome to go out and have a cup of tea after that point. Is that okay? Is that enough instructions? How about you move into your groups now, and I'll drop the questions out.